Speaking of tenderness, some of the meat that Louis Spraggan's been cooking up over the years have been super, super tender. And Louis is a wonderful chef. He's actually teamed up with a whole lot of other interesting chefs as well. I think I might have lost him momentarily, but they'll be sending him back to me. And we are talking about a whole lot of Māori chefs who teamed up for an annual Matariki feast. This was held at the Cloud down there on the waterfront. But it's going to be staged all across the Motu as well. And I think it's heading to Te Whanganui Atara next week. We're just awaiting Rui Spraggan coming across to me, perhaps. Maybe I need to ring him back and I'll do that. So sorry about the long-winded introduction. There we go. That looks like him. I was just singing your praises there, Louis Spraggan, and how long it's been since I've chatted, so I'll give myself a bit of an uppercut as well. But really pleased to catch up with you again, my bro, and I know that event that had top Māori chefs there, a heap of you, coming together. To know that you're still making people smile with your kai is a great thing. Thanks for joining us on the show again. Rewi, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Good to be back, and good to... As I say, this time of the year, feed people.
Well, we bump into each other at different places along the way, and you're pretty ageless sort of a dude, Louis Spraggan. You've been cooking a long time, though, now, my friend, but hasn't always been the case, has it? Because you've got an interesting background that involves museums and repatriation and art and kai in a more sort of later period of your life, but I guess you've always liked food.
Yeah, no, certainly. I mean, I've always been around and did my OE as a chef, and but good to get back into it. And, just use a whole wide set of skills and what have you. And so, I think this day and age, that's what we really need. You know, you can't just do one thing. You've got to do 10 things to survive. And, fortunate enough. For food.
Well, too many cooks spoil the broth, Brunt. I'm just looking at the lineup the other day when you had some pretty heavy hitters in there. Peter Gordon and Thorpe, yourself, Karina and Casey Bird, Grant Kitchen, Nancy Pitney. There were some others as well. So how the heck did you get on feeding 500 people and, a kitchen full of, well, I'm assuming egos, but maybe not. Explain how you felt being amongst all those heavy hitters of kai Māori.
Yeah, I think, we've all worked together over the years in small capacity, but this is, we wanted to bring together an event that honours our chefs and bringing together some of our top Māori chefs was easy, and everyone come together, and it was the first time we've cooked at that scale together. All of our suppliers were Māori, so... Basically, we're using mutton birds, obviously, from Stewart Island. We're using blue cod from the Chatham Islands. We're getting kinapawa from down in Wairarapa. We had crayfish from Taranaki, wild pork belly from Waikato. So everything on our menu was Māori suppliers, which is probably a first of that scale, right from the 12 Māori vineyards owned throughout the country. So we did this 7-course meal, and we had the likes. We had pawa, titi, linguine. We had a whole range of different kais with a modern twist. Cooked in the hangi, a lot of it. But it was a fantastic night. 550 people is a huge. Attempt to feed that amount of people, but 7-course meal, so we had 7,000 dishes go out over the night, but it was awesome. And I think we built this around our chefs and around our suppliers, so it's taken off. I'm actually up here in Kororarika, Russell, right now on the waterfront, preparing another hangi for another feast tomorrow night here. It's a little bit smaller. It's a couple of hundred, but it's still a 5-course meal, and we've got Grant Kitchen, Nancy Pudini, and then we've got also the local chef, Tama. This will move around the country, this kaupapa, Dale, and sharing the love around the motu. So our intention is to have one a month, different parts of the country, celebrating Māori kai, celebrating our chefs, our suppliers.
Sounds like it would cost quite a lot to put together. How much does it cost to, you know, get a seat at the table, so to speak, Rui?
Yeah, so, I mean, it ranges. I like, you know, Shed 10, where we had the big inaugural event, is huge expense and cost, because you basically just get the floorboards and you build a kitchen and bring everything in. That's expensive, but when you're working, we're up at the Duke of Marlborough, they're already established, you don't have to bring in much. So when we do our local stuff around the motu, it's a lot cheaper. But, I mean, people are paying $200 a ticket, which is seems a bit high, but, you know, that's a seven-course meal and wine match and everything else and entertainment. So, you know, that's pretty cool, pretty good. I mean, it's not as though you're going to do it every night, but you'd save up and you do it. And so giving people enough notice and time is the key. But in saying that, our tickets sold out in 2 weeks, you know, so there is a demand for this sort of these sorts of events as well. So, you know, that's cool. That's cool that people are getting them behind it.
I reckon it is too. And congratulations. We're seeing it go around the motu, which is how it should be at yep. this time, to Wao Matariki. And it's great that you're right in the thick of things, bro, because, you know, you've always treasured kai and the ability to share it to bring and to bring satisfaction and knowledge to those who dine with you. But I'm pleased that that's working out well for you. We'll leave it there for today, because I'd like to talk with you more about that kaupapa going forward. And you've got mahi to do up in Kororarika. But good catching up and talking with you again, though, Rui. Let's not leave it so long.
Start the fire, bro.
Yeah, great stuff. Start that fire up, bro. Thanks very much, Rui.
This will be my 48th hangi in 3 weeks. So shows you the demand around Matariki this time, mate. So really cool. And we've got a food, Māori food platform, which I'll talk to you maybe next week about this platform where people can get kai Māori from our Māori suppliers. It's called Kota, but let's talk on that kaupapa next week, mate.
Sounds good. All the best with your mahi for the weekend.
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, brother. Thank you, Rui.
Kia ora, brother. Kia ora.